but I didn't want to go crazy. I said, God, I go look for donkeys. And so wherever I go now, I said, you know, I'm looking for people who wants to go to Papua New Guinea. And they say, what is there? Are we going to see the Pope? No, it's not Papa, it's Papua. We're not going to see the Pope of New Guinea. We're going to an island. And in this island, when they want to go poo, they climb up the trees. I'm serious. They don't have toilets, they don't have lavatories. The only ones around is only in the capital city or in major towns. Outside of towns, when they go poo, they go up the tree. Wow. That's a real mission ground. Hallelujah. Maybe I'll be spending the rest of my life there. But it's absolutely going to be interesting, because I'm letting Jesus to ride on me. I can just be the donkey and let him ride me through whatever gates that needs to be ridden in. Hallelujah. There's another donkey that is in the Bible. And that donkey is in the Old Testament. See, donkeys are not as dumb as we think they are. In the book of Numbers, we read about this other donkey. And in the book of Revelation, it is talked about that the Lord despises the doctrine of Balaam. In the book of Numbers, we have the story, and that story was Balaam was a prophet of God. And Balaam's specialty as a prophet was to practice witchcraft and sorcery. His job as a prophet was not to proclaim God's word, but to practice witchcraft and sorcery. So if you give him enough money and say, I want you to curse this person, and Balaam goes around and he stands up and starts pronouncing curses on the person. That's Balaam. And when the Bible talks about the doctrine of Balaam, it is the same thing that has permeated the way a ministry is done around the world, you know. Many times in the third world, when we ask somebody to come from some place, if they come minister to our people, the first thing they name is, how much money can you pay me to come? Could you put up $200,000? Could you put $300,000? Could you put $1 million? So if I'm away for 7 days, you know, this amount of money will cover this and cover that and cover this and cover that. And here was Balaam, hired by this man called Balak, who feared the people of God staying right beside him. And seek to destroy the people of Israel. And so they sent emissaries to Balaam and said to Balaam, we want you to curse Israel. We want you to curse Israel. But Balaam knew one thing. He knew that God had stated right from the very beginning that if he ever chooses to curse Israel, God will curse you back. Amen. So he wasn't going to do that. But they kept coming and they kept coming. They kept bringing more money. They kept bringing more resources. And finally, it looked attractive enough for him to do this. He says,